Caught in the Act, a memoir, written and read by Shane Jenick.
From before I can remember, my big sister Kim would put me in fancy dress for Halloween. A clown, though not as glamorous as Bianca Del Rio, a bumblebee, even Crocodile Dundee. I mean, what could be cuter than a four-year-old reciting the lines my big sis taught me?
That's not a knife. This is a knife.
And
Barramundi's a bloody big fish.
We'd gallivant around the neighbourhood, trick or treating. We lived at 76 Kennedy Street, Brighton, a coastal suburb right up the northern end of Meanjin, Brisbane. For non-Australian readers, Brisbane is on country whose custodians are the Turrbal and Yagara First Nations peoples. It's the third largest city in Australia and the capital of Queensland. Yes, I was born in Queensland. Hot, tropical and conservative. It's basically the Florida of Australia. Our home was an oasis on an otherwise dull street. When Mum and Dad bought the house in 1980 for $21,500, it was stock standard suburban. Chain wire fence, buffalo grass, and a hills hoist in the back of a single-story Queenslander. By the early 2000s, a seven-foot wooden fence bordered our rainforest-like yard, which was filled with giant palms, lush lily pillies, and all manner of towering Australian native trees. Organically landscaped undergrowth covered every patch. Not a blade of grass remained. There were banksias, bottle brushes, and wattles, fragrant florals like gardenias, jonquils, and jasmine. It was less of a backyard and more of an ecosystem that Mum and Dad had built and planted themselves. Automatic gates led down a pebble driveway to our double carport. In the entertaining area down the back, under a shade cloth pergola, was a big wooden table and an old cast iron stove repurposed into a classic Australian Barbie, the barbecue, not the doll. We even had a palm-lined, kidney-shaped in-ground swimming pool, the height of 80s suburban success. It might sound like a big place, but it was all crammed into 600 square metres, guarded by my best friend, Honey, our German Shepherd. While Brighton was a working-class suburb, we were living the great Australian dream. Dad was an only child and came to Australia with his mum and stepdad by ship from Offenbach, Germany in the late 1950s. His mum is best described as very German. Calling her a clean freak is an understatement. 4 years old, sitting at a kitchen table, I'd put the fork down from my last bite. "Hands up," she would say. It was like being apprehended by law enforcement. She'd wipe the table, my face and hands, and pull out a hand-powered carpet sweeper. No crumb could make a quick getaway. Only then was I allowed to leave the table. Dad was a naturopath and acupuncturist. It mightn't sound too uncommon these days in the trendy metropolises of the world, but on the north side of Brisbane in the 80s, it was pretty out there. Dad had been in a bad car accident.